Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hands-on Machine Learning with Scikit-learn, Keras and TensorFlow by Aurelien Geron is a practical technical guide to applied machine learning and deep learning with Python. Published by O'Reilly Media, the third edition updates a widely used learning resource for modern Scikit-learn, Keras, and TensorFlow workflows. The book is aimed at programmers who already know basic coding and want to move from general interest in machine learning to building working models. Its purpose is not to provide a mathematically exhaustive treatment, but to make core concepts operationally through code, experiments, exercises, and complete workflows. Geron covers the field from regression, classification, model evaluation, and feature engineering to neural networks, convolutional models, sequence models, generative systems, transformers, reinforcement learning, and deployment concerns. The result is both a structured introduction and a practical reference for readers who need to understand how machine learning systems are built, tested, improved, and prepared for real use. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, end-to-end machine learning workflow from problem framing to launch. One of the central strengths of the book is its treatment of machine learning as a complete engineering workflow, rather than a collection of isolated algorithms. Geron begins with the practical question of how to frame a problem, identify the prediction target, choose a performance measure, and understand the business or application context. This matters because model quality cannot be judged in isolation from the goal it is meant to serve. The book then moves through data acquisition, exploratory analysis, train test splitting, pre-processing, feature transformation, model shortlisting, hyperparameter tuning, evaluation, and deployment preparation. Scikit-learn pipelines are especially important in this structure because they make pre-processing and modeling reproducible, reducing the risk of inconsistent transformations or data leakage. The workflow also teaches readers to treat validation as a design constraint, not an afterthought. By showing how each decision affects later stages, the book gives readers a practical mental model for building systems that can be inspected, compared, and maintained. This emphasis differentiates it from resources that teach algorithms without showing how they fit into an actual project cycle. Secondly, classical machine learning models as tools for supervised prediction. The book devotes substantial attention to supervised learning before moving into deep learning, which is important because many real projects do not require neural networks. Geron explains regression, classification, support vector machines, decision trees, random forests, gradient boosting, and ensemble methods through examples that connect model behavior to data characteristics. The reader learns why linear models can be useful as interpretable baselines, why decision trees are flexible but prone to overfitting, and why ensembles often improve generalization by combining multiple weaker models. The treatment of bias, variance, regularization, cross-validation, and hyperparameter tuning gives these techniques practical meaning. Rather than presenting algorithms as formulas to memorize, the book shows how they fail, how they improve, and how to compare them. This is valuable because model selection in applied work is usually empirical and iterative. Scikit-learn serves as the unifying interface, letting readers experiment with different estimators while retaining a consistent workflow. The result is a grounded understanding of supervised learning that prepares readers to choose simpler, more transparent models when they are sufficient. Thirdly, unsupervised learning for structured discovery and feature compression. Geron includes unsupervised learning as a distinct practical capability, not merely as a theoretical category. The book covers dimensionality reduction, clustering, and anomaly detection, showing how models can extract useful structure when labeled targets are unavailable or expensive to obtain. Dimensionality reduction methods such as principal component analysis are presented as ways to compress data, reduce noise, speed up training, and sometimes visualize high dimensional patterns. Clustering methods help identify groups in data, but the book also makes clear that clusters require interpretation and validation rather than automatic trust. Anomaly detection is relevant for cases where rare behavior matters, such as fraud, equipment failure, or data quality problems. The value of this section is that it broadens the reader beyond prediction tasks and illustrates how machine learning can support exploration, pre-processing, and monitoring. It also introduces a recurring trade-off: reducing complexity can improve efficiency and generalization, but it may discard information. By placing unsupervised tools inside practical workflows, the book helps readers understand when these methods are useful and when their outputs need careful human judgment. Fourthly, building and training neural networks with Keras and TensorFlow. The deep learning portion of the book uses Keras and TensorFlow to move from basic artificial neural networks to more flexible custom models and training procedures. Geron explains the mechanics of layers, activation functions, loss functions, optimizers, initialization, regularization, batch normalization, dropout, learning rate schedules, and callbacks in a way that links concepts to implementation choices. This is important because neural networks often fail for practical reasons such as unstable gradients, inappropriate learning rates, insufficient regularization, or poorly prepared data. Keras provides a high-level interface for building models quickly, while TensorFlow exposes lower-level tools for custom training loops, automatic differentiation, data pipelines, and model execution. The book, therefore, teaches both convenience and control. Readers can begin with sequential and functional models, then move toward subclassing and custom behavior when standard patterns are insufficient. This progression reflects real development practice. Prototypes should be fast, but production or research needs may require customization. The section is especially useful because it treats training as an experimental process in which diagnostics, validation curves, and iteration are central to improvement. Lastly, modern deep learning architectures and deployment-oriented practice. The third edition extends beyond introductory neural networks into architectures that define much of contemporary applied deep learning. Gerone covers convolutional neural networks for computer vision, recurrent and sequence models, attention mechanisms, transformers, autoencoders, generative adversarial networks, diffusion models, deep reinforcement learning, and TensorFlow deployment topics. The significance of this breadth is not that a reader becomes an expert in every area, but that the book provides a working map of how different architectures match different data types and tasks. Convolutional models exploit spatial structure in images. Sequence models and attention address ordered or contextual data, and generative models learn to produce or reconstruct data rather than only classify it. The inclusion of deployment and scaling topics reminds readers that a trained model is not the end of an engineering project. Models need to be saved, served, monitored, updated, and integrated into broader systems. This combination of architecture overview and operational awareness makes the book more useful than a narrow deep learning tutorial. It shows how modern techniques connect to actual system building concerns. In conclusion, this book is best suited for programmers, data analysts, software engineers, students, and technical professionals who want a practical route into machine learning and deep learning. So, it assumes comfort with programming, especially Python, but it does not require advanced mathematical preparation. Readers benefit most when they run the code, modify examples, complete exercises, and compare models experimentally. The practical benefit is a working command of common tools. Scikit-learn for classical machine learning pipelines, Keras for rapid neural network development, and TensorFlow for deeper customization and deployment-related workflows. The intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of how machine learning decisions connect problem framing shapes evaluation, data preparation affects model behavior. Validation constrains tuning, and deployment changes what counts as a usable solution. Compared with more theoretical machine learning textbooks, it stands out for its implementation focus, coherent project structure, and broad coverage of both classical and deep learning methods. Compared with short online tutorials, it offers continuity, context, and enough depth to build durable understanding. Its limitation is that readers seeking rigorous mathematical derivations or cutting-edge research detail will need supplementary material. Its distinctive value is the bridge it builds between learning concepts and constructing practical intelligence systems. If you would like to support Aurelien Gerone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.